T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's bring in Aaron Katursky this morning, covering the impeachment trial of President Trump in the U.S. Senate. The trial yesterday, Aaron, focused on abuse of power. Do you know what the focus will be today?
Obstruction of Congress, the second article of impeachment, and that's where Democrats are going to go on their third and final day of arguments. By our count, they have about 7 hours and 52 minutes left to make the case. Whether they take all of that today, we're not sure. But they have they're following up on an argument about the first article of impeachment, abuse of power, in which they really question the timing. If, as the president's legal team is prepared to argue, the president was really concerned about corruption in Ukraine, why, Representative Sylvia Garcia said, did he increase military aid to Ukraine in 2017 and in 2018? Why was it in 2019 that he suddenly became concerned about corruption in Ukraine? And she said there was only one reason, because Joe Biden got into the race for president and was starting to poll well. And they put up some of the polls from Fox News even to suggest that the timing of the president's scheme was coordinated to when the vice president started beating him in the polls.
Now, the Democrats still have one more day here, and then Republicans will begin on a Saturday, which I think a lot of people kind of find odd. You know, we're so used to lawmakers being out of session, not working holidays, weekends, any chance they get, really. But on a Saturday, what should we expect to hear from the president's legal team?
You know, we're waiting to find out specifically, but the president's attorney, Jay Sekulow, has said that they are not necessarily going to rebut point by point everything that the Democrats have said in rather exhaustive fashion. Instead, they are going to pick up on what the president himself has been saying now for months, that he has done nothing wrong, that his phone call was perfect, and even as they concede that he did ask Ukrainian President Zelensky for a favor, and he did withhold military aid from Ukraine, they say that that conduct alone is not impeachable, and they are prepared to present expert witnesses, or at least their testimony, to show that the abuse of power does not rise to the level of high crime or misdemeanor. And the Democrats tried to almost pre-butt that argument by saying that what the president did doesn't have to be an actual crime on the books in order to be an impeachable offense.
All right, that's Aaron Katursky joining us live, the trial resuming at 1 this afternoon, live streaming at WBEN.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.